Flavors from the east, spices from the west. Savory to sweet, we bring you the best. From street side stalls to family feast, a journey through culture with every piece. Cultural foods where the world's on your plate. Tasting traditions no matter the state. Stories behind every bite that you choose. Bringing us together, it's cultural foods. Sizzling pans and simmering pots. Secret recipes and market spots. Every dish has a tale to be told. A heritage rich, timeless and bold. Cultural foods where the world's on your plate. Tasting traditions no matter the state. Stories behind every bite that you choose. Bringing us together is cultural foods.
All right, so you ready to dive into some salads?
Always ready for a good salad deep dive.
Let's be honest, salads, they kind of have this like halo effect, right? Super healthy, guaranteed weight loss, all that.
Yeah, there's this idea that's kind of pervasive. Eat more salads, watch the pounds melt away. But is it really that simple?
Well, that's what we're here to find out. We've got a bunch of articles here from culturalfoods.com. A lot of different takes on healthy salads.
Oh, interesting.
We've got one called 8 Healthy Salad Recipes from, let me see, The Cooking Foodie.
Okay.
They're all about the variety, all the different ways you can enjoy a salad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then we've also got, Helen, 7 Healthy Salad Recipes for Rapid Weight Loss. That's from Genius Kitchen.
Rapid weight loss, huh? That's a pretty bold claim.
Right. Makes you wonder what they're putting in these salads.
I mean, everyone wants to see results quickly, but what are the ingredients? What's the long-term strategy?
Exactly. So to really unpack all of this, we've got to figure out what even makes a salad healthy, right?
Right.
And then is there really such a thing as a weight loss salad?
Hmm.
We've got another article here. Weight loss salad recipe for dinner, winter special, quinoa recipe, skinny recipes. They seem to think so.
Winter weight loss. Now, that's interesting. Salads, we usually think summer light meals.
I know, right? It's a whole different take on the salad thing. And this recipe, it uses some interesting ingredients. Quinoa, chickpeas, not your typical diet food, you know?
Quinoa, chickpeas, those are both packed with protein and fiber.
Okay, so how does that help with weight loss exactly?
Well, fiber, it's really key. It digests slowly. It keeps you feeling full for longer, which means you're less likely to snack on unhealthy things. And fiber, it regulates blood sugar levels. No more energy crashes.
So it's not just about eating less, it's about feeling satisfied by what you are eating.
Exactly. It's a shift from deprivation to nourishment.
I like that.
Yeah. And it's something that's often missing from those, you know, those quick fix diets.
Speaking of satisfying, we've got this other article. It's like the wild card of the bunch. It's called Creamy Cucumber Salad Recipe, Easy and Delicious.
Creamy cucumber salad. Doesn't sound like your typical diet food.
Right. This sounds from Natasha's Kitchen. Cucumbers, red onions, sour cream, lemon, dill.
Oh, interesting. That sounds really flavorful.
Right. So does this even count as a salad that could fit into a healthy eating plan?
It absolutely does. It challenges the idea of what a salad should be. It can be healthy and delicious. Indulge those taste buds without sabotaging your goals. You just have to make informed choices, watch the portion sizes, and enjoy.
So even a creamy, indulgent-sounding salad can have a place at the table as long as we're smart about it.
Right. And it highlights this thing, the psychology of food. If you're constantly restricting yourself, you're more likely to overindulge later.
That's so true. I know I've been there.
But if you allow yourself to enjoy a variety of foods, including those that are, you know, traditionally considered indulgent, you're more likely to have a healthy relationship with food. And you're more likely to, you know, stick to your goals in the long run.
It's all about balance, right? Finding that sweet spot where you're enjoying your food and still taking care of yourself.
Exactly. And this idea of balance, it's crucial. Especially as we dig deeper into these weight loss salads and whether they really deliver on their promises.
Okay, so before we go there, let's go back to something you mentioned earlier about the science behind salads and weight management. Break it down for us. Why are salads considered so helpful?
So one of the key things here is calorie density. Salads, especially those packed with leafy greens and veggies, they're very low in calories per volume. So you can eat a large portion and still not consume a lot of calories.
That explains why I always feel so full after a big salad.
Exactly. And feeling full is crucial for weight management. It prevents overeating.
Makes sense.
But it's not just about volume. We talked about fiber earlier.
Right, right.
Fiber in salad ingredients, it absorbs water in your digestive system.
Okay.
Increases that feeling of fullness even more. And it slows down the absorption of sugars, which means more stable energy levels. Less cravings.
Ah, so it's like this multi-pronged attack on those cravings.
Exactly. It's a combination of factors working together to create this feeling of satiety.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture. Salads, they're not just empty calories. They're actually working on multiple levels to support healthy weight management.
Precisely. They're a foundation for healthy eating, They nourish your body with essential nutrients while naturally reducing calorie intake.
All right, that's a fantastic overview of the science behind salads and society. Now, I'm really curious to hear your take on this whole weight loss salad concept. Is it a legitimate idea or is it just a marketing ploy?
That's a great question, and it's one we'll unpack as we continue. But I will say this, the idea of a weight loss salad can be helpful. It encourages people to eat fresh, whole foods and make informed choices. But
here comes the but.
It's important to remember, no single food, no single meal can magically melt away pounds. Sustainable weight loss, it requires a holistic approach, balanced diet, regular exercise, a healthy mindset.
So salads, they can be a great tool, but they're not the entire solution.
Exactly. And that's where things get interesting as we look closer at these different salad approaches and what truly makes a salad conducive to weight loss.
All right, I'm ready to dive in. So we've talked about how great salads can be, but where do people go wrong when they try to use them for weight loss?
I think a big mistake is thinking that if it's called a salad, it must be healthy and low calorie. You know, you could really mess up a salad with too many high calorie toppings, like a bunch of creamy dressing cheese croutons or fried meats.
Oh yeah. I used to think I was eating so healthy by ordering a big salad, but then I'd just like cover it in ranch dressing and add a ton of cheese.
Yeah. It's so easy to fall into that trap. It's important to remember portion sizes and make good choices about what you're adding.
So how do we make a salad that's actually good for losing weight?
Well, first, you got to start with a base of those good greens, you know, spinach, kale, romaine, or even mix it up for some variety.
Okay.
And then pile on those non-starchy vegetables. That's where you can get creative with different flavors and textures, you know, bell peppers, cucumbers, carrots, tomatoes, onions, mushrooms. There are so many options.
And this is where the seasonal thing comes in, right? You can get creative with what's in season.
Exactly. Seasonal produce just tastes better and has more nutrients. So it's better to use what's fresh and local instead of the same old ingredients all the time, like roasted butternut squash and pomegranate seeds in the fall, or fresh berries and asparagus in the spring, you know?
Yeah, that's a great point. I need to branch out more with my salads. What about protein, though? Isn't protein super important when you're trying to lose weight?
It is. Protein is important for your body, and it helps you feel full and satisfied. There are lots of tasty and healthy ways to add protein to your salads.
Okay, what are some of your favorites?
Grilled chicken or fish is always good, but there's so much more you can do. Hard-boiled eggs, beans, lentils, tofu, tempeh, edamame. They're all plant-based and add great flavor and texture.
Oh, yeah. And those quinoa and chickpeas from that winter salad would be perfect.
Right. They have lots of protein and fiber, which is a great combo for weight management.
Don't forget about nuts and seeds either. Almonds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, they all add a good crunch and have healthy fats and protein. So we found our greens, veggies, protein. What about dressing? That seems like the easiest way to add a bunch of extra calories without realizing it.
You're right. Dressings can have a lot of calories and unhealthy fats, but you don't have to skip it altogether. There are lots of healthy and yummy dressings out there.
What are your go-to healthy dressings?
I really like a basic vinaigrette olive oil vinegar and a little lemon juice. You can switch up the vinegar to balsamic red wine vinegar, apple cider vinegar for something different.
Okay.
You could also use plain Greek yogurt or some mashed avocado to make a creamy dressing. They're full of healthy fats, and make it creamy without all the extra calories and junk that's in most store-bought dressings.
I love the avocado idea. That's so easy and makes such a big difference. It's all about finding those simple swaps that don't sacrifice flavor.
Exactly. And remember, a little dressing goes a long way. Start with a small amount and add more if you need to. You can also try tossing the salad with the dressing instead of pouring it on top. That way, everything is coated without overdoing it.
These are great tips. I'm already thinking about all the salads I want to make. But before we get too carried away, I want to go back to that rapid weight loss idea we talked about earlier. It sounds good, but it also makes me a little skeptical. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's good to be careful about anything that promises quick and easy weight loss. It just doesn't really work like that. Real weight management means making slow and steady changes. You can stick with not looking for a quick fix that probably won't last.
Yeah, it makes sense to focus on gradual changes that are more sustainable long term.
Right. Crash diets and crazy calorie restrictions might help you lose weight at first, but they often end up backfiring. You gain the weight back and end up in this yo-yo cycle. Plus, they can be bad for your health overall.
So if someone is looking to use salads for weight loss, what's a better way to approach it?
Make salads a regular part of your balanced and healthy eating plan. Make sure they have plenty of protein, fiber, and healthy fats. And remember, salads are just one piece of the puzzle. You also need regular exercise, stress management, and enough sleep for a healthy lifestyle that helps with weight management.
It's not just about the food. It's about the whole lifestyle.
Exactly. It's about having a healthy body and mind.
That's such an important reminder. It's easy to get caught up in counting calories and stuff, but really it's about finding a way of eating that makes you feel good, gives you energy, and supports your overall health and happiness.
Couldn't agree more. We need to move past this dieting mindset and find a happier and more sustainable way to eat healthy that means enjoying delicious food like that creamy cucumber salad without feeling guilty or deprived.
So to wrap up this part of our deep dive, we've learned that salads can be a great way to manage weight, but it's important to be mindful of portion ingredients and dressings, and to remember that sustainable weight loss is about taking care of your whole self, not just looking for shortcuts.
Great summer. And don't forget the best changes are the ones you enjoy and can stick with. So when you're making your salads, have fun. Try different things and find what works best for you.
You know, thinking about all these different salad ingredients and all these like tips and tricks, it's making me realize there's really an art to building a good salad. It's not just throwing stuff in a bowl.
I agree. It's definitely a creative process. You need to think about different flavors, textures, how things work together.
Right. And that's what makes it so fun. It's like having all these ingredients and help you get to just play around and see what you can create. But for someone who's maybe never thought about salads like that before, where do they even start? How do you make a salad that's both tasty and good for you?
One easy way to make your salads more exciting is to add different textures. We tend to focus on the greens and veggies, but there's so much more you can do, like adding something crunchy like nuts or seeds, or even roasted chickpeas.
Oh, those roasted chickpeas sound good. I'm always looking for ways to add crunch without ruining the healthy vibe.
Yeah, and don't forget about flavor. Try adding something sweet, something sour, something spicy. A few dried cranberries or a drizzle of balsamic glaze can add some sweetness. A squeeze of lemon or lime brings that bright tang. And if you like things spicy, a pinch of red pepper flakes or some chopped jalapeno will do the trick.
I love those ideas. It reminds me of that creamy cucumber salad we talked about earlier. It had that perfect balance of creamy and tangy and savory flavors. It really shows you how a salad can be so much more than just lettuce.
Exactly. That's what I'm hoping people take away from this whole discussion. Salads are so versatile. They can be light or hearty, simple or fancy, and most importantly, delicious.
Okay, so as we wrap things up, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. We've talked about the science behind salads and how they can help you feel full. We've busted some weight loss myths, and we've discovered that making a great salad is like a form of art. What are your final words of wisdom for everyone out there who's ready to embrace the salad life?
Enjoy the process. Don't get caught up in trying to make the perfect salad or think of it as a chore. Just have fun experimenting with different ingredients and flavors and textures. And the most important thing, listen to your body. Pay attention to what makes you feel good, both physically and mentally.
That's great advice. It's about finding what works for you and creating a way of eating that makes you happy and healthy.
Right. And as you start making more salads, remember that we're all in this together. Share your creations with each other, get inspired, and let's make healthy eating a delicious and sustainable part of our lives.
And on that note, we want to hear from you. What are your favorite salad combinations? Any tips or tricks you've learned along the way? Share your salad wisdom with us. And until next time, happy salading.